When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're going to be talking about one of the fastest things that can help you heal from a toxic narcissistic relationship. One of the best things to help you heal, y'all. One thing you can use. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist. And welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back, folks. Yes. One of the best ways, one of the most efficient ways, one of the fastest ways to help you heal and to keep you from going back to a toxic narcissistic relationship. One of the best ways is to be able to explain why you want to go back. Explain why you keep going back. Explain why you care about them right now in the first place. This helps you, because if you can explain it to yourself and you can explain it to others, it makes it more real. Because if somebody were to ask you, and I do, if y'all don't know, I do have a support group that I host throughout the week and on Sundays as well. Like Sunday evenings, we have a support group meeting. It's over Zoom or whatnot. And I ask people straight up, I was like, why? Explain to me why you keep going back. And the reason I say that is, if you give me the answer of I don't know, there's still healing to do. There's still healing to do regardless. But if you say, I don't know why I keep going back. If you don't know why, you'll keep doing it. If you can't explain it, you'll keep doing it over and over again, if that makes sense. If you can't explain why, you'll just repeat the behaviors. If you can't explain why, it doesn't mean that you'll stop the behavior, but you know why. You can explain it. You can clearly explain why you keep going back. It can help you not make the same mistake twice of going back. Help you not make the same mistake of listening to them or giving them another chance or thinking that they're too, like, being nice to them, whatever it is. I thought, why did you go back? Why did you give them another chance? I just thought they were going to change. I thought they would change for good this time because we were making progress for a few weeks and then they completely shut down and shut out. Again, because you understood, I thought they were changing because of this. The next time, if you still have to be in contact with this person, because you have kids, businesses, whatever, you still might live with them. The next time, you know what niceness got me, what being nice to this person got me, what trusting and believing in them got me, what hoping with them got me. Because this is how you get clear. Get clear on the why that you stayed. Get clear on the why that you're still here, because this is how your helps you understand. When you can understand it, you can break the ties that bind you to this person. It can help you break the trauma bond if you can explain why you decided to give this person another chance. Why you might have ignored or missed the red flags that they threw in front of your face. Why you decided to believe what you knew was a lie or give them the benefit of the doubt. Why? Well, because I'm a trusting person. I just like to believe that. I like to try to see the best in everybody and give people the benefit of the doubt. Why do you give people the benefit? Partner interruption. Just want to let you know, if you don't already, that I do one-on-one coaching over Zoom or telephone call as well to help you understand what you went through and help to validate your emotions. Check the link in the description of every video and podcast. Now back to the video. Why do you give people the benefit of the doubt that don't deserve it? They haven't earned it. Yo, it's a benefit. It's a benefit. You give them the benefit of the doubt. The doubt is the benefit. What have they done to earn the benefit of the doubt from you? What have they done to earn your trust again? Like, a lot of times, y'all, they just want you to blindly trust them and believe them that they're going to make these changes and alter their behaviors for you. They want you to do that type of stuff right there because it gives them power, empowers them and whatnot. It really, really does. So that's why I'm just telling you, you have to be able to explain why. Because if you cannot, like this, and this is why I keep saying this, y'all. If you cannot explain it, It just gives yourself, it just keeps it open. If you can't explain why you keep doing the same things over and over again, it keeps the door open for you to return to this toxic relationship or for them to return to you. It keeps the access portal open for them to come back into your life and possibly wreak some type of havoc, because they will, y'all, they will, if there's havoc to be wrought, they will wreak it. They absolutely will into your life. Why did I let this person come back into my life? Oh, we have kids and I just figured that they deserve another chance to keep the family together and things like that. But every time I let them get closer, the kids keep getting hurt as well. Like the kids think we're going to get back together and we don't. We end up breaking up and they be sad. The kids are sad. And just the hurt process goes over and over again. You see how you got specific with the hurt and the pain that this relationship was not only causing you, but causing your children as well? It affects them too. This is how you open up the door for healing, to explain yourself, being able to explain why. If you can't get clear on the why, write it down. If you can't just think about it, write it down. Write it down anyway, because you can refer back to it. When you can write it down, you can refer back to it. A lot of people have short memories. You can think about it like, damn, that's why. And then when that person calls you or emails you, you forget why. You're like, why am I not going back? You see what I'm saying? Why did I do that? But if you've got it written down, you can refer back to it. If it's your damn screensaver, you can always see it. If it's your screensaver, it's always going to come up. You know, if it's a screensaver, it's always going to come up. It's always going to be right there in your face. This is what happens. So you have to understand that this is part of it right here. So understanding why you do what you do can help you. It really can, y'all. That's what I'm just saying. I'm just trying to break through to you, because the more you can explain it, the better your chances are of not going back and repeating the same behavior again. Narcissists are going to repeat themselves, y'all. Narcissists are damn, being in a narcissist relationship or going back to it is like deja vu. You get into it, things feel like they've changed, and deja vu, they're back. Damn, I've been here before. You know, that's what you would say. You're like, damn, I've been here before. This has happened before. Got me. Because this is part of it. This is part of the dynamic. This is part of the mindset. That's why I'm just trying to, I'm trying my best to help y'all win. I'm trying my best to help y'all understand. I'm trying my best to help y'all grow and to realize what you're going through and to heal and be healed and be healed. And like I said, because explain it why. Write it down, y'all. And then a lot of times, y'all, it might take a therapist to help you out with this right here. Or you can do it one-on-one with me. Or you can join a support group and talk to other survivors and thrivers or whatever. Because once you get clear on the why, it just helps you. You know, the support group link is in my bio, in the description of every video and podcast I do, y'all. If y'all are interested in that, I might pin it to the top of this, the comment section of the YouTube. But this, it is, y'all. This can help, y'all. I'm just telling you. It can help you out so much. Because if somebody asks, why do you keep going back? You say, oh, I don't know. I don't know. I just keep doing it. I don't know. I can't explain it. You have to learn how to explain it. You have to dig deeper within yourself, because that self-discovery, that self-awareness just doesn't work for me as a narcissist. It can work for you as an empathetic, highly empathetic person. Why do you keep going back? Well, I'm just a highly codependent person. Right there. Work on your codependency. Now you have a basis to work on codependency. Why do you keep going back? Why do you give another chance? Oh, God told me so. I believe in it. I feel like God is sending me this message. So now you get clear on this situation right here and understand, like, okay, what message is God sending me? This message? What message is, am I misinterpreting this message? Is this the real message? What am I getting here? You see what I'm saying? Right here is where you heal. Right here is where you grow. There's growth, y'all. There's true growth in understanding what you're going through or why you're going back to this toxic relationship. There's growth in understanding what you're going through, of course, because that's what I'm helping you do anyway. That's why we are growing together. But there's true growth in understanding and digging deeper to within yourself. Because understanding the narcissistic behavior, it can help you heal. But understanding you can help you even more. You see how they work? They can work in tandem. Understanding how toxic and horrible they are and why they do what they do can help you possibly. But also understanding who you are, who you serve, what role you play can help you out as well. That's what I'm just saying. Get consistent on being able to write this stuff down. Get consistent on being able to think clearly and write. Like I said, writing it down helps you remember it, but you can also refer back to it. Write down your story, y'all. Write down your autobiography of this relationship, because they can help. You can find your why in it. If you're having trouble discovering why you keep going back or why you keep opening the door or why you can't block this person, write down your autobiography of this relationship. You know, write that down because it can help you get clear on the story of why you might go back. Once you get clear on it, it's like once you write it down, you're like, oh, damn, that's why. You know, it can hurt. Writing it down can hurt. Telling yourself the story of what you survived and what you've been through with this person, it can absolutely hurt. So let me prepare you for that as well. But it can also help you. It's so self-discovery. It's going to hurt to remember certain things. It's going to hurt to the things that you might have repressed. It's going to hurt to maybe dig. So you might dig so deep and feel like, okay, I grew up in a toxic household, and these toxic relationships are just like the household I grew up in. I learned from my parents. Their relationship was toxic. So this is why I'm in a toxic relationship. This is why. Boom. And it's going to hurt because you might start realizing your parents are toxic, and it's going to hurt. Like I said, when you're understanding yourself, when you get to that point where you're digging deeper, that's where the healing happens, y'all. And y'all know I'm all about helping people heal. I'm all about helping people heal, grow, and get through it and take it to the next level. So like I said, y'all, if y'all interested in joining the support group, just check the link in my description, or I might pin it to the conversation if I remember it. My brain, I've got a lot of things going on. But also, I'm super grateful for y'all, super thankful for you. Dig deep, understand your why, find your why, and let's heal together. Let's grow together. Let's heal together. I'm grateful for y'all. Of course, mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. I am extremely grateful for you. You have no idea. If you haven't already, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the channel. It helps reach more people. And click on the screen to watch another video or to browse through another playlist. There's also a link on the screen to check out my courses and my support groups to help you heal and understand what you've been through. Thank you so much again. I will see you in the next video. Peace.